before we ever got hot water in our showers, another fellow and I, Dick Haley, he was from Kansas, we went downtown and looked for a public bath in the town of Hokodate. And it took us some time to find a place because we didn't speak enough Japanese and they didn't speak enough English, but through sign language and everything, we went to the, when you walked in the front door, there was a counter up in front of you, and you went up and talked to this person, and if you looked to the left of this person, you could watch the men bathe. And if you look to the right of this person, you could watch the women bathe. So the owner suggested that we come back after he was closed and come down the side and go to his house where he lived. He lived right behind the bath. So Dick and I went out, and I don't know what we did, but then later on, we went down to his house, and they invited us in, and he had already drained the tub with water, and he went and heated the water again and filled it up and served us tea in while we were waiting, and then we went in and took a bath. Now, the Japanese had little wooden buckets, I'm going to call them. They weren't too big. And they would reach down in the water and get a water and pour it over them. And then they would sponge themselves, wash, put soap on themselves, and then they would sponge themselves. And then they would rinse all this water, this soap off of them, and then they would get in this big tub and soak. Well, Dick and I didn't know anything about that, so we just jumped in this big tub with our soap, and we had a grand time. It was wonderful for not having a bath in some time. And then we went there several times after that. But we took soap and sugar and candy bars, and after we had bathed, we also paid them, which they probably got more from us than they might have made all day long. And they were welcome to see us because every time they always served us tea and heated fresh water for us, and we had a good time soaking.